好，咁我哋咧 next 啊 ，OK，next、okay, we move on to AOB 啦。So for AOB, we have actually two items. The first item is the revitalization of the Avenue of Stars, and this has something to do with the comments that Paul Zimmerman has raised earlier as well. But it's also some general quick updates about this revitalization after members' visit in late January 2019. So I'd like to invite Doris to brief members, please.
In response to Mr. Paul Zimmerman and the email raising concern and on several issues of the AOS, maybe I just report the situation on several matters. The first one is concerning the lack of water bottle refill station in the AOS. Currently, there are two drinking fountains near the kiosks. Just adjacent to the Hong Kong Film Award statues. In fact, we are planning to provide two extra water bottle fill facility by June this year. So the situation will be improved. We will further check whether there are other needs. If there is other need, we may further enhance the facility concerning the water refill station. Another concern is about the umbrella, the location, whether it can be moved to other place. We have already looked into this matter, and in the design stage, this has been considered. In fact, taking into account the sun path is different during summer and winter time, the umbrellas are designed to provide adequate sunshade to where people are sitting, especially when the sun is most intense during the noon period. It is not feasible to extend the umbrella out as it would encroach onto the legally required 4.5 meter height clearance of the EVA. This is a sun restriction, the EVA. And concerning the lack of refuse and recycling bins, currently, there are four numbers of rubbish bins and two sets of recycled bins on the AOS. We will arrange additional refuse and recycled bins and expected to be completed by middle of this year. We will do it. And concerning the vent shaft, the MTR vent shaft, in fact, LCSC has already liaised with MTRC and indicate our wish to facelift that vent shaft. So the repaint of the vent shaft exterior wall will be carried out within this year. So we positive response to this request, and we consider it will be better, make the harbor front area better, look better. Another concern is about the toilet. For the toilet, we anticipate that there is a high usage rate of public toilet in that area. So apart from the toilet nearby the restaurant, the Starbucks and the restaurant, we have already provided six additional mobile toilet near the Maudy Lane to cope with the situation. We will keep in view the usage and provide more mobile toilet if required. And also in the long run, we will explore the possibility how to further enhance the situation to serve public needs. And another one is a crowd control for this year Chinese New Year fireworks display. In fact, during the firework display, the crowd control arrangement was handed over to the police force during that period. And having noticed some news barrier left on the AOS after the event, in fact, the AOS management has moved them aside without obstructing the main pathway and notified the police to collect them right after the public holidays. And we will keep in view this situation, and we'll have a better coordination with the police when there is a large-scale event, fireworks displays in the AOS in future. And in fact, both our department and New World Development thank HC members for all along the support and also participation in the AOS Management Committee to share your views and give advice to make the AOS management and operation is a better and enhanced manner, and we'll continue to enhance the management and other aspects for that AOS management. And my report is up to now.
Hey, thanks a lot, Doris. So Paul, please.
Yeah, thanks very much for the positive responses and follow-up action. So that's good news. It's of course a pity that the EVA and the SunPath conflict there with the umbrellas. I mean, we really have little shade from these umbrellas. The umbrellas provide shades on the planters behind the seats, but they don't provide shade on the people that sit on the seats for most of the time. So that's a pity, and I think that's a lesson to be learned, that we should all be very careful with sun paths on our promenades, because shade is extremely important. So I hope we can do better in future, in all our future designs. One issue that has not been addressed is the effective width of the promenade during events. As I walk through, because the Mills barriers are wrapping around the seats. So okay, let's go back. The old design, we had no fixed seats. The fixed seats was the basically the railing on the front was the seat. There were no seats. The entire promenade width was available during events, except for the 1.2 meter walk, a security walkway on the front. But now, because we have fixed seats and we have these parasols, planters, and stuff like that, in fact, the effective usable width of that promenade has drastically changed. It is actually far less than it used to be on the old promenade. So although it's wider for normal day use, it is far less for the use during events, because the Mills barriers wrap around all those obstacles. Not only are the Mills barriers wrapping around, they are in a zigzag shape, which means that the flow of people through that narrow pathway or narrowed pathway has this harmonica effect. And I think it's ultimately dangerous. So I think that because it's no longer a straight line, and because we have the zigzags, and because we're wrapping around the furniture. Now, I understand that some of the furniture was supposed to be movable, but it looks like they've been fixed. I think that we have an issue. And I just like to raise the concern, and I hope that it can be investigated and see how we can improve it. But I think there is an issue. I had to leave because I felt dangerous, that the situation started to get dangerous, with the crowding just up before and just after the fireworks. And I think that we have to rethink again for these promenades and waterfronts that are used during events as viewing platforms. We got to make sure that they well designed for both purposes, the normal everyday use and the event use. And I hope we're going to have many more events on the waterfront, so it's an important use, and we have to be very flexible, and we have to make sure that it is well designed for it. And I have a concern, and I hope we can raise it, leave it. I don't think there's an appropriate answer, because I don't see the people in the room that can actually deal with all of those issues.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Any other comments from members? Derek?
唔該，主席，都多謝阿Paul提出有啲觀察，即係康文署亦都有啲改善嘅。咁其實我理解咧，嗰度。 那個廁所的使用是很高的，我們都收到有些意見，包括梅艷芳歌迷會那些意見，就關於那個銅像對出那個類似的情況，其實就很多人使用，也都衛生環境，那些臭味等等，其實都沒有改善。剛才康文署提出，譬如在那個地方或者附近有 擺設了六個臨時的廁所，其實我覺得是一個整得這麼漂亮或者重開的地方，這六個臨時廁所都是臨時，我覺得如果長遠在這樣使用，我覺得就不理想。看看第一會不會在使用的情況在附近，長遠一點會不會再因應需求會加設一些永久的廁所設施。 第二，那個臭味那裡，現在排隊和近著那個妹姐的銅像那裡，其實 我都好幾次收到即係啲市民啊嗰啲咁嘅聲音啊，嗰、那個衞生環境啊臭味嗰度，希望改善啦嚇。唔該，主席。
好 ，Derek。好。咁我諗咧，今次即係呢個 update 都 very helpful 嘅，即係尤其即係有啲事情咧，基本上咧就係處理咗。第一個就係嗰個 MTR 個 van shaft 個 facelift， 我哋咧其實出 field 嘅時候咧講到，哇！實在呢樣嘢一定要去處理一下。咁當時其實都應該有啲難度嘅，因為 MTR 始終亦都係一個即係個別嘅公司啦。咁所以都多謝康文署，其實可以令呢件事能夠促成。咁希望個 facelift 嘅時候都唔好即係真係。淨係純粹就遊翻一陣油落去啊，即係可以有少少即係同嗰個 design 個嘢成個 team 即係都係整得靚少少，整體咁去做。咁第二樣嘢咧就係、是、嗰個 water fountain 都係應該非常非常重要。多謝大家即係可以加多啲，因為咧其實我哋基本上大部分而家人我哋都係鼓勵自己拎自己嘅水杯自己去斟水，就唔係話即係你話有好多汽水機啊啲咁係即係另一回事。即係我哋可以有人有得選擇可以飲水，咁呢兩件事即係我諗都係即係一個 check 做得即係好好。咁我諗有啲事可能我哋都繼續要 follow up 嘅，即係譬如洗手間嗰樣嘢啦，洗手間嗰樣嘢即係始終有啲難度點樣，而家啲洗手間越嚟越貴嘅，唔知點解。咁咧我都贊成嘅，即係咧如果我哋用流動廁所咧，係一個咁美好咁嘅環境裏面咧，即係其實我諗你喺流動廁所裏面嘅環境更加差啦，係嘛？更加差過一個即係本身有嘅廁所。咁廁所我哋真係要揾下睇下會唔會附近有啲地方，或者而家商場或者酒店佢 redevelop 啦，即係咪有啲廁所有啲地方可以真係即係大家可以即係用得好啲咧？咁另外一樣嘢我都覺得係繼續要 follow up 嘅，就係即係講緊頭先阿 Paul 講嗰、那個。events 嘅時候點樣去揾個地方啦，同埋即係其實平時係點樣？咁我諗有一件事咧，我希望委員都同意啦。但係起碼即係我喺報章上面同埋自己嘅親身經驗咧，我都覺得而家 AOS 嘅 furniture 整個 design 咧係好受大家歡迎嘅。At least 係 normal day， 大家好中意。即係我哋可能好闊，但係你闊得嚟，我冇地方坐，冇地方去 enjoy 嘅 CV 未必係好。咁所以而家佢雖然有啲 fix 嘅 setting， 咁但係而家我喺啲 normal day， 大家真係可以坐喺度睇下海景啊，各樣嘢亦都係一個好處。咁但係我哋點可以喺 normal day， 大家咁中意呢啲 furniture 啊？就可能佢基本上都係可能要 fix 㗎啦。咁點可以 event 嘅時候，盡量可以 make sure 都可以多一啲嘅 space， 大家可以多啲流動啊、安全啊各樣嘅嘢。我諗呢個可以，即係我都會代表大家係將呢兩個 comment 繼續喺嗰個 AOS 嘅 management committee 去 convey 去 follow up， 好嘛？好，唔該曬你 Doris， 唔該大家。咁咧，我哋仲有另一個 AOS 嘅AOB 嘅，太中意 AOS 啦。我有另一個 AOB 嘅，咁今次呢個咧就 enhancement of 荃灣 waterfront 咁啊。阿林林議員啱啱講到啦，咁呢件事咧，亦都係我哋其實呢個 task force 咧，喺今年啦，同埋跟住嗰幾年咧，我哋都係會好大力咁去希望都係嗰樣嘢。去改善去 improve， 我哋可能會遇到啲問題，咁我哋就同即係區議員啊，大家一齊去睇下點可以即係更加美化嗰個海濱。咁錢呢即係政府啊特首呢就好支持，即係我哋已經有第一批嘅錢已經落實咗啦，已經做緊啲嘢。咁而家呢即係我哋亦都喺安排緊一個呢，就可以大家可能去睇下。咁跟住之後呢到第二個 phase 嘅時候呢，我哋會有更加多嘅錢，嗰60億今次嗰個 policy address 呢係會係有 second phase of 呢一個荃灣嘅 waterfront 嘅，咁所以喺呢個 topic 咧，我就想 invite 阿 Rosalyn 係咪啊？嚇，咁咧會 brief 一下我哋嘅 update， 跟住大家再可以討論一下呢個議題，好嘛？唔該你 Rosalyn。
好，唔該主席，唔該各位委員。其實咧就喺大家嗰個領導之下啦，跟住主席嘅支持底下咧，咁我哋喺荃灣咧其實就都開展咗一啲嘅工程嘅。咁今日想咧就同大家先交代一下第一期嗰個嘅工程進度啦。同埋係去介紹下第二期，我哋諗住點樣展開呢個工作嘅。咁第一期嗰度咧就都好高興啦。其實一切個進展咧都係相對順利嘅。咁成個嘅工程就係而家畫面上面見到綠色加藍色有顏色嘅部分。成個嘅部分咧，其實喺出年咧應該已經可以全部完成到噶啦。咁但係我哋覺得咧，如果出年咧，其實我哋都唔滿意嘅。咁所以咧就探討過會唔會係都可以局部地啦喺出年之前。開到嘅都開，唔好等曬全部先。咁都好有啲好嘅消息同大家講，就係咧喺 一兩個月之後，有一部分已經完成到曬嘅工程，可以即刻開放出嚟俾市民用噶啦。咁呢、這個第一期可以開到嘅，我哋叫佢做一 A 啦，就係藍色嗰個部分，就喺五月嘅時候已經係可以開到俾市民去用。咁至於剩翻嗰度綠色咧，都會加緊嘅。而家見到個工程嘅進度咧，就係去到出年大約暑假嘅時候咧，就可以完成到。但係唔緊要嘅，我哋會再睇下中間會唔會有一啲又好似藍色咁樣。分期開到嘅咧就盡開，咁呢、這個係喺大家嗰個督導底下去完成嘅一個工程。其實更加好嘅咧就係成個工程我哋有呢個地區嘅支持啦，咁係一個好好嘅place making 啦，同埋係 community engagement 嘅一個嘅 example 嚟嘅。咁所以咧除咗係話海濱事務委員會同埋地區去牽頭做呢件事之外咧，我哋都咧就係同附近而家見到紅色虛線嗰一部分咧。其實呢個土木工程拓展署咧，佢哋都係做緊一個嘅單車徑嘅工程，咁就大家兩邊都協調咗嘅，希望咧可以就將兩個嘅工程咧，大家一齊傾得好啲啦，可以有啲協同嘅效應啦，喺工程嘅期間又互相去遷就啦，咁就咧唔會令到呢、這個市民唔可以由內陸行到去海邊嘅，咁呢個係第一個工程嗰個嘅回報，咁亦都咧想係借呢個機會咧，都同大家再介紹一下第二個工程嗰個嘅情況。好似頭先主席咁講啦，好開心。頭先第一期嘅工程咧，就係我哋用一個小型工程嘅形式嚟到去做嘅。咁其實喺傾嗰個小型工程嘅時候咧，就都之前嘅會議上邊，大家都聽到，其實我哋喺荃灣呢個海濱係希望即係做得比較完善啲，比較咧就係全面啲咁嘅。咁所以除咗呢個嘅紫色粉紅色嗰個嘅第一期工程之外咧，第二期工程咧而家咧都係確實咗個位置噶啦，就會係藍色嗰個部分。咁錢銀方面咧都唔需要擔心噶啦，就喺最新嗰個嘅財政預算案嗰度咧，亦都獲到呢個嘅即係政府咧就預留咗呢個資源咧去處理呢個嘅工程。咁而家我哋就好希望咧可以盡快咧就開展呢個第二個工程。雖然咧之前咧就已經係有啲初步嘅諗法啦，咁但係就都要係細化嗰啲嘅方案。咁所以我哋就希望可以嚟緊就盡快落區嗰度做一啲 place making 嘅工作。咁就可以譬如五月嘅時候咧，又會唔會可以同大家諗，即係大家一齊落去行下咁樣。咁呢個會係我哋嗰、那個第二期工程嗰而家依一個階段預計到嗰個嘅時間表，我哋希望年中嘅時候就做一啲 placemaking 同 public engagement 啦，咁跟住就盡快咧就可以完成嗰個嘅 technical feasibility study 嘅，就做完咗之後咧，就希望可以2021嘅時候咧就做一啲嘅 detail design 啊各樣，2022咧就係、是、去做呢個嘅工程展開，就盡快咧就爭取幾年之內咧就可以完成曬呢啲嘅工作，係唔該主席。
Thank you, Rosalyn 同埋 Harbour Office 好。好咁咧，可能我哋大部分委員咧都係即係有啲係即係 Harbourfront Commission 嘅 member。咁有啲咧亦都係淨係 Task Force 嘅。咁我都所以想bring 俾大家一個好 important 嘅 message， 就係上一次即係 Harbourfront Commission 嘅 meeting 咧，即係 Harbour Office 亦都回報咗俾我哋咧。佢哋除咗我哋即係有呢、這、一個即係60億去做呢一件事，去改善海濱工程呢個撥款之外咧。Harbour Office 咧嘅人力資源啊，亦都會係會增加 double 咗，會有多咗好多 landscape architect 啊，同埋其他各個專業咧就可以幫助一齊去 deliver 呢60億嘅海濱改善嘅一個工程嘅嚇。Rosalyn 或者你想唔想講下？
好啊，好好啊，係咯，多謝大家一直嘅支持啦。咁因為即係都特首啊，各個嘅政府嘅官員啊，都好重視海濱嗰個工作，咁就希望我哋可以有足夠嘅資源去支援大家去推動呢件事。咁喺1920年咧，我哋就成功咧，就都爭取咗額外嘅資源。喺呢個嘅專業人士方面咧，我哋會係多五個嘅同事。學主席話齋啦，我哋會有呢個嘅landscape architect 啊，會有 town planner 嘅。咁希望可以有咗呢件事。咁呢個係呢個階段嘅情況啫。咁如果係再行落去，大家覺得有其他嘅 project 想做，或者係嗰個速度上面可能又想有啲調整嘅話咧，我哋會密切留意住嘅。有需要要再多啲人手，再多啲資源咧，冇問題嘅，我哋可以再去爭取嘅。
咁咧喺呢個議題咧，即係特別呢樣嘢咧，我就想今次咧，我哋係 即係聚焦一下，尤其 phrase two 咧，或者林林議員都可以，我哋再即係討論一下，或者 share 一下你哋地區嘅諗法。我哋希望咧，即係去到 phrase two 嘅時候，我哋真係可以做一個比較 proper 一啲嘅 place making 嘅 exercise。可能亦都會 involve 到，譬如即係譬如一啲就係譬如 harbour office 嘅 town planner 啊、landscape architect 啊，咁亦都結合咗區議員，即係一啲 local 嘅 district councillor， 即係佢哋有好多年青嘅委員啊，做咗好多地區嘅工作啊。咁其實可能我哋可以喺呢一度咧，亦都係有一個創新，睇下其實點樣我哋可以走落地區嗰度，去令到而家做 phase two 嘅時候做到一個 place making exercise， 一個比較真正一啲即係吸納到啊 interactive 嘅一個public engagement exercise。 當然呢，我想停在這個 part,這個 timeline 上都很重要的。當我們做這件事的時候呢，我們不希望這個 place making exercise 是做四年啊、五年啊這樣，即因為呢我們這一件事希望做到 at the end of the day 是可以 deliver 到，所以都希望做想一下用什麼方法各樣東西去做的時候呢，都可以 follow 到這個timeline， 因為 at the end of the day 那些市民是可以真的享用了一個 improved 的 waterfront， 而不是我們做一個 place making exercise for the sake of doing it，或者就是 separately as a consultancy study， 而是 work together with the task force and with 這個local district councillor， 好嗎？或者林林你有沒有 supplement？
好，多謝主席。咁我頭先唔好意思先啦，因為頭先有個會係完全撞咗時間嘅，咁好彩啱啱講到，咁嚟到呢個 item。咁首先我要好感謝各位一路以嚟嘅幫助啦，因為荃灣都係一個比較耐少少都未有改進嘅一個海旁嚟嘅。咁而家去到已經開緊工咧，其實係好開心嘅，因為呢時有啲簡單嘅嘢可以改善咗先。咁今次財政預算案出咗，又另外有啲分定係俾我哋 phase two、phase three。其實我是很感動的，因為之前都在我想，哎死了 Phase 1做完之後 Phase 2怎麼辦呢， Phase 3怎麼辦呢，這樣因為錢銀的問題比較難去爭取到。還有剛才很同意剛才主席所說的，因為我想上一次因為是一個相對簡單的一個路段，也都不可以太改動太大的，但是我想各位委員在這裡都已經知道，其實 Phase 2 Phase 3相對的那個空間比較大一點，個可塑性都比較高一點。如果既然有這樣的情況呢，可以 involve 埋啲市民啦，一齊去做一個頭先所講 place making 啦，甚至乎係一種大家一齊做嘅感覺咧。我諗係其實好緊要啊！我諗而家即係香港發展到而家呢個地步咧，其實大家都好希望係對自己 community 有一啲 contribution。咁而當政府有啲計劃嘅時候，佢都想話自己有個 say 嘅。咁當然唔係講緊一啲好 rigid 嘅或者好奇怪嘅一啲 comment， 全部都要 take 啦。但係我諗係我哋落到去聆聽是一個很重要的一個動作，而中間透過一些 communication 而可以梳理到去大家的意見，而中間可以吸納到一些意見而做到出來的結果呢，我相信香港市民是很 welcome 的。所以我很希望，即我很 look forward 你現在講緊很快這個時間表，很開心我見到這四個波波如果是可以即跟著這個時間表去做，我相信即對整個政府形象又好，甚至乎我們委員會的對地區的影響呢，我想都會非常正面嘅，咁我自己都會落區同啲街坊去宣傳呢個委員會，非常做得好，多謝。
多謝你，我哋都想講話，即係荃灣區議會都做得好。阿Paul係。
Yeah, no, I think it's great, and I'm glad that Nixie is out there to be the cheerleader for this project out in the district. So, my only concern is potential that we're going to put on some limitations because of zoning for the area. We just had in the accounts full the full Harbourfront Commission meeting. We had the results back from the Kennedy Town surveys, and one of the big outcomes is again that people, the number one thing people are asking for is sheeting and shade, and the other ones that people are asking for is food and beverage. And for this entire Tuen Wan waterfront, originally my hope had been that where we now have the MTR station, that it would be restaurants where you can sit outside. But unfortunately, that is not the case. And despite the fact that we made comments to the town planning board, these changes were not made. So to me, phase two looks to me like an opportunity area where you could actually have a large kiosk area with outdoor seating and food and beverage there in the corner of that site. That seems to be the only one you have a bit of setback. you have a bit of width to actually have some kind of a facility that you can, could be a kiosk or anywhere, food and beverage. But under the current guidelines, I'd like to see what can be done. I think it's up to a maximum of 10% in open space. If that accounts for the entire promenade and we can then condense that opportunity within that corner, I hope we can do some investigation before we go to the community about those kind of opportunities. In Wan Chai, we resolved it by having OU waterfront users. We have identified several locations within the waterfront plan that is not open space, but that is basically a little box area called OU waterfront use to allow for kind of the setting up of restaurant commercial uses in these kind of little blots on the waterfront. So we're not restricted by this 10%, and we're not restricted under the outline, the OZP planning guidelines for open space. So I think that I hope that the Development Bureau can be flexible. Either we have an opportunity for allowing rezoning or adjustment of the zoning, but that we're not going to be, that you're not going to be heavily restricted. I think then the community can be a little bit more forthcoming with those ideas, so that we don't stop them from having those ideas when we go forward. That's my suggestion. Thank you.
多謝你Paul。其他委員或者都表達一下意見，有冇？如果沒有，我想其實呢，或者看回那個地圖，這個呢，即是我個人的看法啦，還有但是，因為呢，我們做第一個 phrase 之前，如果大家記得呢，有一隊呢 planning 他們做 volunteer， 就幫我們做了一些 idea place making 啊各樣的東西，其中呢，即是再去看完之後呢，我覺得現在第 phrase 2會這個地方呢，其中一樣很重要的東西呢，就是它可以做到 event， 是 big event， 譬如你說是 dragon boat 啊各樣的東西，但有時候呢，好像剛才 Paul 你都說了，LS 如果我們有很多 furniture 啊各樣的東西，搞 event 的時候的 space 就可能會少了，那可能這個都是一個幾 competitive的 space， 大家要傾下，其實個 kiosk 啊，或者個 seating 啊，或者 shading 啊，同埋即係你保持佢比較開放一啲，可以做一啲 major 嘅 event 啊，會係點樣？咁我都同意，可能阿波頭先講就係話，喂，我哋可能出去同市民講呢件事之前，可能我哋都會有一啲諗法，即係起碼有啲嘢你可以問佢哋，你點睇啊咁樣。咁如果係咁嘅話咧，我就覺得或者。在這個情況之下，可能未必是一個我們正式的一個會議去討論是即最適合的一個方式，或者其實我們可不可以就 organize 一個 workshop on 這個譬如 brainstorming of 這個phrase 2的 of 荃灣 waterfront， 就是看看我們 for 這個 placemaking exercise going out to the general public， 其實我們想問些什麼問題，甚至乎會不會有一些大的 idea 是去怎麼做。那這個 workshop 呢，即是看回 sorry 去回你那幾個波嗰度咧，因為呢個咧，我覺得如果咁樣咧，可能即係因為我哋而家都三月尾啦，咁可能其實睇下個 workshop 可唔可以四月之內，可能四月尾啦，咁可以我哋 work out 到一啲嘢，因為你 work out 咗啲嘢之後咧，咁你跟住五六月啊、summer 啊或者點樣，即係你都可，你就可以出去做呢個 place making， 但問下大家嘅意見，咁你跟住之後。即係下半年啦，即係今年下半年你已經要做 technical feasibility study， 如果唔係其他啲嘢就一路會延遲落去㗎啦嘛。咁所以我諗可能大概 work out 呢一樣嘢。雖然頭先阿 Paul 講到話，即係我哋可以更加大膽啲啊，更加 innovative 啦，但係我估計咧，即係因為而家呢個松或者 Caroline 都可以即係 confirm 一下，而家我哋係全決都係 open space 㗎嘛，即係如果我哋要改嗰個 outline zoning plan 咧，就變咗成個程序就會複雜咗好多㗎啦嚇。
喺個松齡上咧，係全個都係 open space 嚟嘅。咁阿 Paul 頭先提及嗰個咧10% site coverage maximum 咧，咁亦都係喺嗰個 Hong Kong Planning Standards and Guidelines 嗰度嘅。咁呢一個就即係我哋都知呢、這個就唔係 statutory 嘅嘢嚟嘅。咁但係咧，其實即係整體嚟講都係要睇一個設計啊，各樣點樣配合咯嚇。
That's very helpful。 咁如果係咁啦，我哋應該基本上都有個指引，大概係點樣啦。咁但係根據呢啲 parameters， 可能就麻煩啊 Rosalyn 你哋嘅團隊咧，就可以將呢、這個地方即係多一啲嘢，或者其實嗰個背景啊、constraint 啊、guidelines 係點，就可以幫助到我哋係去傾點樣，即係呢個 workshop 啦。盡量即係希望多啲大家即係尤其有專業啊，譬如 Raymond 啊，你做開即係譬如 LS 啊呢啲，咁可以幫手我哋係喺呢個 workshop 嗰度定到一啲主要嘅點。 點去做呢個 placemaking exercise 咯嚇。Paul, you have some additional comments?
No, just an additional question. What is the boundary of the site? If the boundary of the site is all the way from the left, all the way to the bridge, then we have a lot of open space, and then 10% gives us a lot of space to work with. But if the boundary is just a blue area, then we have very little to work with. So I'd like to see, not only for the calculation of the amount of development we could put on for facilities, that also in the planning we look at the entire waterfront as the context area and the planning site, and that of course the implementation area will be the pink and the blue. But let's take a broader view and see if we can get some more what the boundary is.
Okay, clear and understood. 咁我哋就我諗呢個資料呢或者唔需要而家即時，因為你都要 work out 一啲嘢。咁但係其實嗰最主要就係話喺呢個地方裏面整個 open space 我哋嘅 boundary 係點呢，咁我哋就會知道大概嗰 10% 係咪有啲地方可以走賺呢咁樣。咁喺呢個 workshop 嘅時候我哋就可以討論一下囉，好嗎？可唔可以我哋 work like this? 好冇？OK， 咁啊，多謝大家啦。咁如果係咁咧，咁我諗就真係去到問一下大家會唔會有 AOB issue 係想 raise 嘅。啊，如果冇嘅話咧，咁我哋嘅 meeting 就 adjourn 啦。誒 ，sorry， 係咪有啊？
係。不如我報一報嗰、那個。好冇簡單同大家講幾句啦，因為就一月嘅時候我哋就 launch 咗嗰個 Urban Park 嘅 Market Standing Exercise 嘅，咁就經過兩個月時間呢，就喺幾日前呢就其實已經 close 咗㗎啦。咁我哋都收到幾份嘅意見書嘅，咁我哋就而家整理緊啦，希望可以盡快呢就將佢收到嘅意見呢就返嚟同大家講。咁除咗係話一啲機構交嚟嘅意見之外呢，其實我哋都收到呢大約六七十份呢就係市民啦同地區嘅意見，就係唔係佢哋有興趣去營運，而係佢哋對於點樣用呢個 urban park 咧都有啲諗法嘅。咁我哋會一併咁樣去整理，翻嚟就同大家匯報，亦都會去區議會嗰度咧就同區議員匯報。咁就希望可以就係諗到嗰個 way forward 嘅。咁其實除咗係收大家嗰個 written 嘅意見書之外咧，其實喺launch 咗呢個嘅 exercise 之後，我哋都搞咗一場嘅 briefing 嘅。咁嗰場 briefing 阿波有嚟到啦，咁跟住咧就都有啲區議員佢哋有嚟到啦，有啲有興趣去即係遞交呢個意見書嘅人士咧都有出席到嘅。咁我哋會將所有收集到嘅意見一次過去分析完之後再翻嚟同大家講。
多謝曬。咁如果冇其他嘢咧，咁啊秘書處就會通知大家我哋下一次開會嘅日期啦，同埋即係我哋頭先講到即係荃灣 Phase 2嗰個 workshop 嘅時間。多謝大家 ，thank you。